You are listening to Equity Equals on the Michigan Business Network. Equity Equals promotes nonprofit businesses and social entrepreneurs that impact Michigan's double bottom line. The host is Angela Austin.
Welcome back to Equity Equals.
She's Angela Austin. I'm Jeffrey Mosier. And the very first Election 20XX City Leadership Forum was held in Lansing, Michigan, May 25th. A nonpartisan political education and community engagement campaign to promote the importance of voting. Here are some excerpts from that evening.
We can't just put words on paper, we have to live those words and make them actionable. And that would include training our City Hall employees, but that would also include implementing policies that would promote hiring of employees that reflect our community and our marginalized community. I grew up a young, poor gay guy in Lansing, Michigan. No role models in my life. I probably would have felt more comfortable being myself and less marginalized had I had role models in my life. I think that's something that's so important, and at the school district, we work very hard to diversify our workforce so that our young men and women in our schools see people that reflect their backstory, their history, so that they know they can be successful regardless of where they start the race. We've got an equity problem in this community, and we need to address that. Equality is great, but if we don't start addressing the equity problem, we don't recognize that our citizens come to the table with less capital than others, we're never going to make this city a place where marginalized communities feel safe and serviced by city government. And I think that's something that as a city councilor, I will push aggressively to ensure that our workforce is trained on our policies of inclusiveness, but also walks the walk and talks the talk. Putting our money where our mouth is, ensuring that city government reflects our community and makes everyone here feel less marginalized and more included in their day-to-day. This is our city, not my city, not your city. We need to work together to ensure that all communities, many of whom are probably not represented in this room, but make sure that all of them feel welcome at the table and heard when they communicate with their government.
Thank you. The next question for you all, how will you bring young people to the table to help shape their future city? I'll start with you, Ken.
We'll bring them dragging, kicking, and screaming something. No, I think it's very important that young people are at the table. You can't tell it by my haircut, but I am a bit younger than a lot of my colleagues on the school board. And I think it's important that we have a diversity of opinion, including in age. That includes reaching out to the resources in the Lansing School District. That's where 11,167 of our young people are right now. And they will be future voters, future residents, and future participants in our society. So I think we need to start there. We need to work with junior board, our resources. We need to support the Lansing Pathway Promise, which, by the way, thank you for those of you who supported that bond of 62%. We need to support that. We need to get young people looking at education that's relevant to them so that they can feel involved in their community, so that when they leave our high schools, they feel that there's opportunity for them after graduation. That's the only way we're going to get them engaged. We need to make them feel like they are part of a problem, that there's relevancy, and that it's related to what they want to do. Now, city government, not very excited, but as long as city government looks like it's not working, no one's going to get involved in a meaningful way. We have our regulars. They'll be there on the regular every Monday night at the podium. But what we need to do is work to show the city government listens, and the city government will work for those people. Because I guarantee you, the city council and the mayor's office are working together, accomplishing big goals, setting a vision for this city. You're going to get people involved in that idea, not just when they're upset, but when they want to get involved on the front end and start working on those big ideas. Right now, City Hall is listless. There's no plan for the city. We're moving from shiny object to shiny object, and who wants to be a part of that? And I think that's the only way we're going to get young people involved, old people involved, other types of people involved, you name it. If we set a vision for the city, stick to it, and demonstrate that we're willing to work together in a mature way that moves the city to the next level.
Thank you. And Alexander Rusek, same question for you.
Thank you. This clearly is a complex issue, and my answer is going to go to both how do we get youth involved and also help cut down the dropout rate that we heard candidates earlier talk about. I think that starts early in education. You have to have a clear route for a young person to complete their education and know what they're going to do next. That involves forging connections between our high schools, Lansing Community College, with Michigan State University, with other universities, with other trade schools, a young man who's 16 has to be able to get up in the morning and say, I know why I'm going to school all day, and I'm not just going to sit here. You have to have that purpose. The Lansing Promise has done great work in getting us there. We also have to have buy-in from our community members at all levels. This week, I had the opportunity with Mr. Jackson, who talked to you earlier, to go into Eastern High School and talk to a number of students there about what rights they should know when they're interacting with police officers, and it was a great experience. I don't have the opportunity to talk to young people who are interested like they were very often, and it was great. These are young people who want to be involved in our civic functions. They want to know their rights under the Constitution. They were there. They were involved. I think they had fun, and hopefully they learned a little bit. And I think that it is on all of us up here, everyone in the room, to reach out to our young people, to empower them, to let them know we're here for you. We're here to be mentors. When you have a question, you want to learn about my profession, I'm here to answer it. I'll take the time out of my day. We'll grab a coffee. We'll meet somewhere. Let me know what I can do to help you advance.
Thank you for joining us.
We'll be back with more from Election 20XX City Leadership Forum.
You are listening to Equity Equals on the Michigan Business Network. Equity Equals promotes nonprofit businesses and social entrepreneurs that impact Michigan's double bottom line. Way more than we even thought to add. Who's bad?